ahead?
I'm on.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. We're going to go ahead and begin. It's top of the hour, 5 p.m. We acknowledge all board members that are here tonight. We also recognize our superintendent, Rich Nye, and also Zane Wilkenham, our business administrator. We're going to first just be in this room for a brief few minutes, and then we're going to adjourn, as you see on the agenda here, into a closed session, and we'll be back to this room here for a work session afterwards, as you can see on the agenda. So for the time being, we just have one item that we want to take care of as we begin our regular session tonight, and that is item number 1A, student travel request for the Ogden High School girls tennis team. I believe this is in your board book packet, so you've had a chance to review that. Any questions on that? Is there anything else, Superintendent, that's pretty straightforward?
Yep. Tournament St. George for Ogden High Towns. I'd like to participate in.
Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
Since it's all females that are going, do we have any rules about ratio of female chaperones going? Because there's only one female and two or three males.
So in terms of a ratio, I don't believe.
You know, like, we're okay that it's two majority male chaperones. With
two males and one female.
Thank you.
As far as a policy on that, I'm not aware of one. Go ahead and start with Brenda.
I'm not aware of a policy.
So I saw this. There's another name of someone who's driving. Is that a...
Is that Julie Dixon?
Yeah, is that a parent?
Mm-hmm. It says something afterwards. I don't know what that is.
Two males and one female.
No, there's one female. Right?
Julie Dixon, owner, must be of the vehicle.
Okay. Baron of Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we ask that they tell us who these people are,
certainly,
whether it's a district employee or a parent, so that...
Yeah, more clear.
Probably wouldn't hurt to do some work on this file anyway.
Okay. We'll make some revisions to it and improve that type of information and bring it for your approval.
Adam, did you have something you wanted to share?
The policy on the chaperones doesn't look like there's anything about gender.
Okay.
Just about the ratio of
1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 to 1.
That I remember.
Yeah. So currently, as policy is written.
Okay.
Just a 1 to 10.
Okay.
Ratio.
Okay. Good questions. Thank you, Joyce. Do we have a motion to approve the travel as proposed?
Yeah. So moved.
Thank you, Joyce. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Susan. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Did you have something?
Well, I just was going to say, when you're looking at the form, it says 60 days prior to, so we're nowhere near 60 days.
We brought that up last year, too. We're going to revisit this whole policy, because talking to coaches when we went through that thing, they said it's
impossible.
In most cases, it's impossible for them to even know they're going
60
days
in
advance. So we've got to redo the policy and the form.
But to have perhaps a 30-day, with the understanding that it needs to come to the board. Because otherwise you don't. A request could be made for a trip prior to a board meeting to where the board wouldn't have a chance to consider the request, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll see some revisions on that.
Another thought is one female with 17 girls at night. That could be, big party, but
I'm in there.
A little tough on the chaperone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they ought to realize that if there is a problem with that, then next time around, the answer would be, okay, sorry, you guys can't take care of yourselves. You're not sure enough to handle it, so no.
So Ellie Dixon and Abby Shepard are the same
people.
Is that
true? Say again.
Ellie Dixon is the coach. Better email, or Allie Schroeder, better email is Allie Dixon, so they're the 16 people, I'm assuming. It sounds like maybe her and her husband.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Her brother.
Her brother.
So that's, there's a relationship there.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. We're now going to move into a close this session with a voice vote. Do we have a motion first?
Yeah, I move that we move into a closed session.
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Don. Voice vote, please.
Yes.
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 Okay. We're going to adjourn for our closed session, and we're going to go up to the superintendent's office. We'll be back to move on to item number 3, our regular work session in a little bit.
To say who's going to be in the closed session.
Yeah, we have the entire board, superintendent, business administrator, I believe, Ward Ogden and Jer Bates. Anybody else?
Paula.
Yes.
And the other city officials.
City officials.
Okay, other Ogden city officials.